221-8990. It's time now for our next program.
It's Jesus in me every day, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Hello, this is Richard Stein from All Florida Investigations and Security Services. Today, in the American Christian Church, we have come under increasing threats from those who want to do harm to our church and family. In the United States, we are guaranteed the right to worship our God and to gather in the name of Jesus. We must never shrink back from our God-given rights. However, it has become apparent in today's society the need for common sense security procedures for our places of worship. All Florida Investigations and Security Services will provide free security assessments for your worship location. We provide armed and unarmed security personnel, Code Red active shooter training, staff evaluations and screening, as well as security consulting for any location. We can be reached at 772-595-5335. That's 772-595-5335. Or check us out on the web at securityinflorida.com. Thank you, and God bless.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I do not pray to get God to do something in my life. I pray to find out what God has already done for my life. So then I can receive it in my life, because God has a purpose for me, and He has a divine destiny He wants me to engage. And He has a roadmap for me to get on to get to that destiny. So that's why I pray, so God can reveal to me what He needs me to do so I can find out what I'm supposed to be. Somebody say, that's why I pray. Listen, you don't fast to get power. Somebody say, I got to go fast for 3 days so I can get power in the Holy Ghost. You can't get any more power than the power that God's already released to you. That's what Ephesians chapter 1 says. It said there's no more power to be had than the power that's already been released and demonstrated to us. It's a power that comes towards us. So you can't fast to get any more power. You say, well, Pastor, if we don't fast to get power, then why do we fast? We fast to focus our life. We deny the flesh so we can focus in on what God wants for us, because the voice of the flesh crowds out the voice of the Spirit. And if you keep following the flesh, you'll never fulfill the destiny in the Spirit. Come on, amen? You believe that today? Because everything that comes from God comes by grace. It's by His grace. We believe it and we receive it. Somebody say, I believe and I receive. So that means I believe that He paid the price for my sins. So that means I'm righteousness. It ain't by what I did or what I'm going to do. I am righteousness because of what He did. Amen. I believe He made me accepted. So therefore, I'm accepted. I don't care if you don't think I'm accepted. I don't care if you don't think I'm good enough. I don't care if you don't like me. I'm accepted by God. Na, 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 boo, boo. He loves me. He accepts me. Failures, faults, and all. Good days, bad days. Somebody shout, He loves me. And not only does He love me, and not only am I accepted, but I'm also holy. Oh, you just sound like you're full of yourself. No, I'm telling you, I'm holy because He made me holy. Somebody shout that, amen? I don't care what you think, I am holy unto righteousness. He said that. He said, I am sanctified. Somebody say sanctified. So guess what? I believe Him unto righteousness. And watch this. With my mouth, I make confession unto, somebody say unto, salvation. Somebody say salvation. Now, how many of you know this morning, salvation ain't just about going to heaven when you die? I mean, that's the main thing. Because this life is like a wave tossed in the ocean. That's all we got. We're like a wave and it disappears. Life is fleeting. Your life, compared to eternity, is a blink. So the big deal is salvation unto eternity, but that's not all it does. Somebody say, that's not all. What we've done is we've reduced salvation to come to Jesus and go to heaven when you die. But how many know there's an assignment that's attached to salvation? The word salvation is the word zozo. Everybody say zozo. It's an all-inclusive word. It means it includes everything. It means God has provided for everything that you will ever need in your life. He's made a way of salvation. He's fulfilled it for every person that calls on the name of the Lord. Salvation includes your marriage being whole. Salvation includes prosperity. Salvation includes your health and your healing. Salvation includes your job, your blessing. Salvation includes everything that the kingdom of God has promised you for your life. Somebody shout, I'm saved. So being saved is not just about saying some sinner's prayer and holding on until Jesus comes to rescue you out of your mess. I'm here to tell you today that He's already rescued out of your mess, and you need to learn how to walk in faith and embrace Him in the place of limitless power and overcome the mess that's been trying to take you out, because He's given you everything you need to overcome. He's already made you victorious. So how many know in the natural world you got to die in order to get an inheritance, but in the spiritual world He died and you can get your inheritance right now. You ain't got to wait to go to heaven to get your reward. The kingdom of heaven is already advancing. It's already moving. It's already been delivered. The kingdom of heaven was delivered on planet earth when Jesus Christ said, it is finished. It's been released unto us. And how you engage the kingdom is entirely up to your faith. Praise the Lord. So you don't have to die and wait to get, you don't have to wait till you die to get your stuff. You can get your stuff while you're alive. You can overcome now. You can be healed now. You can walk in favor now. You can have joy now. You can have peace now. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Peace that passes all understanding. You can have it now. Now. Somebody shout now. That's what salvation does. It brings heaven's resources. Because I believe on God and I confess it with my mouth. Now watch this, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11. Is everybody all right? I'm going as fast as I can. Deuteronomy 30, 11, it says, for this commandment for which I command you for today, it's not mysterious. One translation says this, it's not way off somewhere, and it's not hard to be understood, nor is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will send it to heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it. Nor is it beyond the sea, that you should say, who will go over the sea for us, and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it. Watch this. But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. How many of us have ever said, boy, I really hope the big man upstairs can get me something to help me get through this day. Huh? He said, no. What I'm about to tell you is not hard. It's not difficult. You don't have to ascend to the heavens to get it. You don't have to cross the ocean to get it. It's not way off somewhere over yonder or up yonder. You don't have to fight your way to get through to this power. The limitless power of God is available to you. You ain't got to swim across the ocean and overcome obstacles to tap into this power. He said, no, this word is very close to you. He said, in fact, it's so close to you, it's in your mouth and it's in your heart. The answer to what you need is in your mouth and in your heart. Somebody say, my mouth. It's in my heart. That means if you can take what God has put in your heart and ever get it out of your mouth, it'll give you what you need to go through whatever you got to get through, and it will place on you the limitless power of God to overcome every circumstance, every trial, every pressure, every stress, every time you don't understand, every time life don't make sense, every time it feels like it's been flipped up down. He gives you what you need in your heart. Somebody say, it's in my heart. Then he said this, he said, I have set before you today life and death, good and evil. And then he says this, if you don't know what to choose, let me help you. Choose life. Just in case you don't understand, choose life. He said, how do I choose life? I choose life by believing in my heart and speaking with my mouth. Why? Because we got the same spirit of faith. Now listen, if I was the devil, I wouldn't be trying to take your stuff. If I was the devil, I wouldn't be coming after your car, after your house. I wouldn't be trying to get you to mess up on your bills. If I was the devil, what I would try to do is to get you to shut up. And if I was even better than it just getting you to shut up, then I would get you to open up your mouth and be negative. If I could trick you into talking yourself out of your own blessing and out of your own favor. If I could just, I don't even care if you show up for church every Sunday, as long as you sit on the back row and don't worship, and as long as you don't shout hallelujah, and as long as you feel as bad as you did when you got there, I really don't care. Just keep your mouth shut. If you're going to say something, make sure you gossip. See, if I was the devil, that's how I would do it. Amen. Because the devil knows the minute that you begin to declare that you are the head and not the tail, you are above and not beneath, that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, that no weapon formed against you can prosper, and every tongue that rises against you, you shall vindicate it. Come on, somebody. He knows that the joy of the Lord is your strength. If he knows you will confess that I can do all things through Christ who has given me that strength, then how many of you know the Bible says when you do that, you resist the devil and he begins to flee from you.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
Somebody say, I'm blessed going in and going out. So we get to Romans. Romans 8:31 says this. I love this. He says, what shall we say to these things? That's what Paul said. What shall we say to these things? This is what he said. He said, look, you've endured conflict. You got death. You got all kinds of things working in your life. You got things that are working against you, things that are working against your family. You got things trying to take your kids out. You got financial pressure. You got things going the way you never thought they would go. You never thought you'd be this age and have this kind of life. Paul said, you got all that going on. If you got all that going on, then what shall you say to those things? Somebody say, what shall I say? See, there's some things you just got to say something to them. I feel the Holy Ghost. What are you going to say to the doctor's report? Come on. That says it looks like it's getting worse and it ain't getting better. Huh? What are we going to say to things when my boss says he's going to have to lay me off? What shall I say to the things when the banker says they ain't going to give me the loan? What shall I say to the things when the man told me he's not going to hire me? What shall I say when people betray me? What shall I say when I got more bills than money? What shall I say when I don't know where my next meal's coming from? What shall I say when it feels like all hell's broke loose in my life? What shall I say when it feels like I can't get up and keep on going? Listen to me. You need to say something. You need to get in faith and believe the promise of God on your life and begin to speak to a thing and declare to a thing and decree to that thing the living word of God that's on the inside of your heart. And not only shall you believe it, but you gotta say it. Somebody shout, I gotta say it. Woo! I gotta say it. I gotta say it. Listen, don't walk out of here and be a procrastinator. It's now. You know what a procrastinator is? A procrastinator is somebody that won't take now for an answer. Now. Today is the day. Today is the day. Now. We'll say something to my, we'll say something to a thing. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I pray over everybody in this room today. Father, we come against the lie of frustration and discouragement and disappointment. I break it in the name of Jesus off of these people today. And Lord, we declare your word is true. I want you to go home and practice speaking in faith. Every time you get ready to say something you're about to complain about, go ahead and turn it around in your head and believe the truth. So I'm not believing that, and I'm going to confess the truth. Next time you get cut off in traffic, don't go, hey, always cut me. I don't know how people drive like this all the time. Don't do it. Say, thank you, Lord, for keeping me safe and getting me to my destination. I'm blessing the Lord at all times, and His praises will be continually on my lips. Change your confession. Start believing the word of God. And I'm telling you, when you begin to enter into a place like that, what you believe and what you confess will be a gateway that you step through into the limitless power of God. You want to see supernatural miracles in your life? It starts right there. Believe what you're being taught in church and start confessing it. Stop agreeing with the enemy. Does the devil agree with you? Come on, you start saying that stuff, he'll agree with you. Nobody loves me. He'll be right there. You're right. Nobody, everybody hates you. I ain't going to have enough money to pay my bills. And here he is right there. Yeah, you're right. You might as well go in and file bankruptcy and throw the towel in. Just give up. My kids ain't never going to straighten out. Yeah, they're on their way to jail. You already know that, don't you? The devil will agree with you. I'm telling you, you got to speak a decree over your life. You got to believe that God's power is greater than the enemy's power, and you got to say something to the enemy. Don't confess what the enemy is doing in your life. Confess what God is doing in your life and say something. Come on, stand to your feet this morning. Hands lifted all over the room today. Father, we glorify you. We praise you. Lord, we lift up your name in this house today. And Lord, we declare the limitless power of God being released in our life today. In Jesus' name. All over this room today, listen. All over this room today, I'm going to challenge you right now to believe in your heart that God's got something greater for you than where you are. Okay? Whatever that is, Whatever that thing is that's been holding you back, whatever that negative confession you've been believing, I want you to change it right now. Get a hold of the word right now. I'm going to count to three. And when I count to three, I want you to confess under your breath the miracle that you want to see in your life. And then when you confess it, I want you to hang on to it, and I want you to believe God for His limitless power to be released in your life to see that miracle perform. Today is the day you change the way you believe and the way you think. So right now, whatever that is, whatever God's putting His finger on in your heart, whatever it is, I'm going to count to three. And right under your breath, you confess it to the Lord. And I believe right now, faith is being released to your life. And you're going to encounter God on a whole new level. Are you ready? One, two, three. Thank you, Father, for supernatural power. Thank you for supernatural healing. Lord, I thank you for marriages being healed. Lord, I thank you for bodies being restored. Lord, I thank you for finances and resources being released to your people today. Lord, I thank you for our children. Lord, that they're not strung out on drugs, but they're whole, they're pure, they're righteous, they're serving you today, God. Lord, I thank you for our lives, that they're blessed today. Lord, I thank you for this ministry, that it fulfills and accomplishes everything, God, that you've intended it to do. Lord, I declare your blessing, your healing, and your favor over your people today, in Jesus' name. If you believe that, say yes.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
And we thank you for joining in for the Revealing Truth today here at WCNO with Pastor Bumgardner. Well, friend, our time is 11:27, and we are continuing our fundraising today. We have a matching funds challenge going on. Did you know that? Yes, indeed. Bud and Shirley over in Okeechobee giving a $1,000 matching funds challenge. They say, come on, boys and girls. Get on board. Let us match up your gift. Let's work together. Let's get it done. And we've got another giver giving. Our good friend Bruce, right here in Port St. Lucie, calling in, giving a gift of $50. Well, Bruce, you're going to really DX out there today and get a long way out because your gift is being doubled up here today. And you're $50 being matched by Bud and Shirley, that becomes a $100 gift. And we're very grateful and thankful to Bruce for doing that. That leaves us $800 in matching funds that are available right now. And if you'd like to give, well, those phone lines are open. Karen and all the folks are out here ready to take the calls. And no, I'm not doing double talk. We actually have two Karen's here today answering the phone. So give Karen or Karen a call, or give Karen or the other Karen a call. Well, anyway, I'm being silly. $800 to go in matching funds. Give us a call. When you call, of course, your pledge will be doubled up here today. 888-221-8990 is the number to call. Now, we've left this open. We didn't put a time limit on it earlier, but between now and 12:30, we need to wrap this up, okay? We've got a little time to talk about this. But who knows, we might get this done before lunchtime today with a little help. Now, all you have to do is call. We'll get a letter together. We'll mail it out to you with a return envelope. You can send in your gift when you can. Now, you don't have to write a check today. Remember that. You don't have to write a check today. You don't have to put it on a credit card today. All we're asking for you to do is to listen to your heart. And if God would have you to help support this ministry, then call us, let us know, so that we can add it to our totals. You know, the sooner we can add it to our totals, the sooner we can reach our goal, and the sooner we can get back to our regular programming. All right? We are currently For those of you that are keeping track, we are currently at $66,284.